The Tahoe Regional Planning Agency Regional Plan Update Committee received on August 2, 2012, the California-Nevada Consultation Regional Plan Update Recommendations, presented by Nevada Director of Conservation and Natural Resources Leo Drozdoff and California Secretary for Natural Resources John Laird. Following is a 6-minute segment of their remarks, compiled from their 30-minute presentation. The segment opens with John Laird speaking about the plan, meaning the Tahoe Regional Plan. Thank you for listening at tahoeproject.org.
The plan is very significant. This is historic to get to a place where we can get to the end, and people all think, but it's not the end, because we really have to make this process work. We have to keep talking. We have to keep the people that have been at the table expressing their interests and working it out with each other. And there are a few larger things that are overarching for the lake that aren't necessarily totally embodied in the plan. And one that I mentioned when we were talking, and there's a local analogy for me, because I had the misfortune of being on the Santa Cruz City Council at the time that 60% of our core downtown was destroyed by a 7.1 earthquake, and we had to figure out how to keep businesses going with downtown gone and how to reconstruct right at a time of an economic downturn, and just incredible challenges. And what happened is there are all these business owners that lost their buildings, just completely lost their buildings, and they still had debt on the buildings, and they had to borrow to rebuild, and they had to rebuild bigger because they had to carry the debt of the former building, and they had to do what it took to pencil out a business with the new one. And as any city would do, we had a parking district, and we assessed them if they didn't provide parking based on their square footage. And so, lo and behold, everybody's building bigger to make it pencil out, and all of a sudden the city's got one of the biggest bills for parking. And we got economic development help from the federal government to build parking as a way to help every individual business pencil out and make sure we could rebuild and we could come back. And I was reminded of that when I went through this process, because right now, when it really goes to a developer or somebody that's building to build a green building and one that has less runoff and less impact, and yet has to buy units to retire to be able to do the new building, it puts the challenge right there the same way. And over time, maybe there are ways, because if we ever do come back nationally as an economy, we ever do have Tahoe bills, and I know Senator Feinstein on our side is really interested in doing it, then maybe out of this process, we have ways to guide some of that. So whatever the investment is, it comes in the right places to facilitate what we need to do over the long term. And I think that's another significant thing, is having people join together on issues of what will it take for that kind of economic development, and what will it take in a way that really protects the environment and upgrades the environmental protection in relation to the lake. Then if we're still unified around some of those issues, working with the federal representatives or whoever we have is a very positive thing that's incented by all the work that we've done thus far. And that's why, in some ways, the words that are on the page, the compromises in the plan, have larger meanings. And they have larger meanings that we have worked it out among different groups in a way that if we keep to this, we can have that working relationship going forward. I was standing next to the governor when we did a press conference with the Secretary of Interior on the Delta water issues a week ago, in which he was his lively self, where he's determined to get things done, and he's determined to bring people together to do it. And Tahoe is another example of that. And it's why we're putting a special effort in trying to work things out and get people to work together. And so I really hope that it is something that continues, and we really look to you to help us by moving this along, but also by recognizing the spirit in which it's offered so that we can continue this over time. And I am grateful for everybody that participated, because I think it was one of those things that people had their guards up going in, but after a while, when we had a track record of working things out, and in some ways we left some of the toughest things to last so that that track record would carry us through and do it. So it's why I missed a cabinet meeting to be here today and did some other things, because this is important enough to me that I want to see it all through. And the governor's changed his mind, and I think he's coming to the Tahoe Summit in a few weeks, and I think in part because he wants to put California's name behind what we're doing and make sure people know that that we want there to be a new day in time. So I appreciate the chance to join with Leo and present that.